Unit 3. Sports. Reading 1. Flyboarding. Something exciting has come to the world of water sports. It is a new invention called the flyboard. Like Iron Man's suit, it uses powerful jets to help the rider fly. The flyboard can travel at speeds of up to 18.5 miles per hour. At this speed, it can jump 9 meters above the water and dive 5 meters below the surface. It sounds high-tech, but the flyboard is actually a simple device. It consists of a long hose attached to a pair of jet boots and 2 handheld water jets. The other end of the hose is connected to the motor of a powerful jet ski. When the jet ski starts, it sends a powerful burst of water back through the hose. This pushes the rider high up into the air to perform jumps and twists. In the air, the rider can control his or her movements using the handheld water jets. Although it's a new invention, the flyboard is already a hit. It is so popular that there is already an annual World Championship event. There, the audience can watch excellent flyboarding performances by contestants. What's more, Frank Zapata, who is the inventor of the flyboard, comes to show his masterful flyboarding skills. While you might not be able to match the skill level of a world champion, perhaps you might like to try flyboarding one day. Reading 2. Track and Field. Ever since our ancestors hunted for survival, humans have enjoyed running, jumping, and throwing. Over time, these activities turned into sports known as track and field events. Around the world, professional athletes and ordinary people meet up to train in track and field events. Track events are races held on an oval running track about 400 meters long. The races range from 100 meters to about 10,000 meters. In relay races, teams of runners take turns running around the track. In hurdle races, athletes must leap over barriers called hurdles. Each hurdle is about 1 meter high. Field events consist of jumping events and throwing events. Popular jumping events are the high jump, the pole vault, and the long jump. In the high jump, athletes must leap head first over a metal stick called a crossbar. In the pole vault, the crossbar is much higher up. Athletes use long, bendy poles to force them high up into the air. Long jumpers leap as far as they can into a sand pit. In all the throwing events, the athlete who throws an object the farthest is the winner. Shot putters throw a heavy metal ball that weighs up to 7.25 kilograms. In the discus event, athletes spin around and throw a disc-shaped object. Javelin competitors throw a long spear-like object. Despite being ancient, these activities are still extremely popular. Although they used to be only for men, women and children now also compete. Why don't you try track and field someday?